Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over other devices and later on recordings, Sabbath blessing everyone. And this cool morning, I'm so glad it's so cool over here. I hope and pray that the heat wave on your neck of the wood has been also given a little bit of mercy. It's not sunny, but it's really comfortable over here. On this blessed Sabbath, July 3rd, 2021, this is our part two review of our new chapter 71 entitled A Servant of Servants of our lesson 333. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And we will have our dear brother to sing our Tiny Talk song entitled Praise Him, Praise Him, and it could be found in the hymn book as number 12.
Praise Him, praise Him, all you little children, God is love, God is love. Praise Him, praise Him, all you little children, God is love, God is love. Love Him, all you little children, God is love, God is love. Love Him, all you little children, God is love, God is love. Serve Him, all you little children, God is love, God is love. Serve Him, all you little children, God is love, God is love. Crown Him, all you little children, God is love, crown Him, all you little children, God is love, God is love. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. If any one of the little ones helped by their parent or older sibling would like to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Sabbath blessings,
everyone. Nice and loud.
Thank you, God. Thank you, this woman. Thank my daddy, my uncle, my other uncle. Thank you for Jesus, for Adam, JJ, Ariana, Keon, Christopher, Christine, Auntie, Nathalie, Chantel, Nathalie, no, all my family. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you so much, dear Emma. Well, dear ones, we had some homeworks for the little ones, and we are so grateful that they were able to send in their work assignment. One of the work assignment was to be able to draw or to be able to make any stars shape. And also, if they had nature walk, they could be able to draw what they have seen. And praise the Lord, we have something to share, dear ones. So these are the assignment that was connected to the poem that they had last Sabbath that was entitled Voice of Nature. And the first two drawing that we have is from Jeremiah and Chrissy, and they had drawn stars. We want to thank them to be able to send in the assignment, and they are very beautiful. Praise God. And the second slide, sorry, we have the first top to the, let's see, that is considered left. The first one on the top is Haley, and the other one next to it is Emma. And the one on the bottom under Haley is Talia, and Tyshawn also has them. If any one of the little children would like to discuss what they have drawn, they will have a little few seconds to be able to share this story.
This.
What did you draw, Chrissy?
This.
You just, what is that?
A dance.
What did you make right there?
A yacht. Yeah.
What color is it?
Green.
Green. You colored your star green.
I colored the black and green and yellow and green and orange.
Good. So what did, so God created the what?
What are they?
What are they?
Stars.
Good. So God created the stars. Where do you find the stars at?
The sky.
Good. And God created the sky too.
Thank you so much, Jeremiah and Chrissy. They are beautiful stars, and we pray that the Lord will make you stars too for his kingdom. And yeah, that's the owl. They're looking to see what you have done. We are looking forward for other drawings, okay? And if my computer will stop going so fast. On the second slide, we have the families in our dear CDC home. If they would like to come to the mic to speak about what they have drawn, they can unmute the mic as well.
Talia, what did you draw on your walk?
I drew flowers, stars, and a watermelon.
Okay, thank you, Talia. Tyshawn, what did you draw?
I draw some flowers and grass to add the detail so it could look realistic. I added some stars and I made a watermelon.
Okay, thank you. Haley, what did you draw?
I drew rainbow, and I drew rainbow heart, and I drew watermelon, and I added my name, and also I write my friend, my enemy, and I write a beautiful shirt, and some hearts, and I write my sister's name, and I draw grass. Draw some more grass, and I draw some flowers.
And all of these things are things that we saw on our nature walk, and they're all what we discussed that the Lord created and has made, and we incorporate that from our walk that we had. Emma, what is it that you drew?
Dad, I couldn't just rip that other one.
Okay, you'll make another one. What did you draw from your Sabbath wall?
I draw a heart and then I draw
star.
A star.
And a watermelon.
And a watermelon.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
And I draw a grass.
And the grass. Wonderful.
Praise the Lord. As we can see, the owl was very attentive just to hear every single thing that was shared with us. We hope and pray that we will have many more to come. Enjoy your nature walk, dear ones. And we have some literature that was sent in the email. We have two books that has been selected. We're hoping that other parents or the elders may be able to make the decision concerning which one of the books or any other material that we will be able to use to continue this beautiful session of our study. So we'll be praying for everyone to continue gathering the information. So, dear ones, a little walk with Jesus make it right, all right. A little walk with Jesus make it right, all right. If you're naughty or unkind, Praise God, you'll always find a little walk with Jesus makes it right, alright. Our opening song to our study is a hymn entitled Sitting at the Feet of Jesus. It's also found in the hymn book number 413. If any one of the dear family would like to join to read, to sing part of the hymn, you may unmute your mic, okay? Sitting at the feet of Jesus, oh, what words I hear him say. Happy place so near, so precious, may it find me there each day. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, I will look upon the past. For his love has been so gracious, it has won my heart at last.
Sitting at the feet of Jesus, where can mortal be more blessed? There I lay my sins and sorrows, and weary find sweet rest. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, there I love to weep and pray. While I from this fullness gather grace and comfort every day.
Bless me, O my Savior, bless me as I sit Lord, thy feet. Oh, look down in love upon me. Let me see thy face so sweet. Give me, Lord, the mind of Jesus. Make me holy as he is. May I prove I've been with Jesus, who is all my righteousness. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. If any one of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, would like to open our review section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Shout out blessings, everyone.
Shout out blessings, everyone. Thank you, God. My name is Natalie. This is Hester.
Anything else?
Okay. This is Natalie. This is Hester and Emma.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen. Our opening verse for our review lesson is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verses 1 through 4, from the King James Version, margin, and I will play it for you.
Behold my servant, my
Amen. Praise the Lord. Our study for this new chapter is going to be circled around our Savior as being the servants of servants and the example that he had left us, that we may also, as we behold, do the same thing, to be able to serve the Lord in whatever manner he called for us to be able to serve him. So what have we learned in ways we have grown, dear ones? Before we hear your question, your comment, or anything you would like to share with your remnant family, we will take a few sessions to be able to review our first part of our new chapter entitled A Servant of Servants from our study book, Desire Ages. If any one of the first or the second family that have joined us in sharing their drawing would like to take the first paragraph, or any one of the dear remnant family, may you unmute your mic.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Desire of Ages, page 642. Come. In. The upper
chamber
of a dwelling at Jerusalem
in Jerusalem,
Christ
was sitting
at table
with his disciples.
They had gathered
to celebrate
the Passover.
The Savior
desired to keep this feast alone with the 12. He knew that his hour was come. He himself was the true Paschal Lamb. And on the day the Passover was eaten, he was to be sacrificed. He was about to drink the cup of wrath. He must soon receive the final baptism of suffering. But a few quiet hours yet remained to him, and these were to be spent for the benefit of his beloved disciples. Desire of Ages, page 642, paragraph 1.
I'm continuing the Desire of Ages, page 642. Jeremiah, you want to read?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, please. Wait, your turn, Chrissy. The whole life of Christ had been a life
life
of
a
unselfish
selfish
service.
Is
not to be ministered
is
unto, but
to minister.
Chrissy, be quiet. Matthew chapter 20,
verse 28,
had
been
the lesson of
his
every act. Good. Christian, do you want to read?
Yes.
Good. But.
But.
Not.
Not.
Yet.
Yet.
Had.
The.
Disciples.
Disciples.
Learned.
Learned.
The.
The.
Lesson.
Lesson.
At.
At.
This.
This.
Last.
At.
Passover.
Passover.
Supper.
Supper.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Repeated. 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 His. Teaching.
Making.
By. And.
Yeah.
Illustration.
Illustration.
Illustration. That impressed. Impressed. Good.
It.
Forever.
Forever.
On.
There.
Their
minds
and
hearts.
Desire of Ages, page 642, paragraph 2.
The Desire of Ages, page 642. The interviews between Jesus and his disciples were usually seasons of calm joy, highly praised by them all. The Passover suppers had been scenes of special interest, but upon this occasion, Jesus was troubled. His heart was burdened, and a shadow rested upon his countenance. As he met the disciples in the upper chamber, they perceived that something weighed heavily upon his mind, and although they knew not its cause, they sympathized with his grief. Desire of Ages, page 642, paragraph 3.
Desire of Ages, page 643. As they were gathered about the table, he said in tones of touching sadness, "With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come." Desire of Ages, page 643, paragraph 1.
The Desire of Ages, page 643. Christ knew that the time had come for him to depart out of the world and go to his Father, and having loved his own that were in the world, he loved them unto the end. He was now in the shadow of the cross, and the pain was torturing his heart. He knew that he would be deserted in the hour of his betrayal. He knew that by the most humiliating process to which criminals are subjected, he would be put to death. Next slide, please.
Continuing, he knew the ingratitude and cruelty of those he had come to save. He knew how great the sacrifice that he must make and for how many it would be in vain. Knowing all that was before him, he might naturally have been overwhelmed with the thoughts of his own humiliation and suffering. Next Slide, please. Continuing. But he looked upon the 12 who had been with him as his own, and who, after his shame and sorrow and painful usage were over, will be left to struggle in the world. His thoughts of what he himself must suffer were ever connected with his disciples. He did not think of himself. His care for them was uppermost in his mind. Desire of Ages, pages 643, paragraph 2. Amen.
On this last evening with his disciples, Jesus had much to tell them. If they had been prepared to receive what he longed to impart, they would have been saved from heartbreaking anguish, from disappointment and unbelief. But Jesus saw that they could not bear what he had said. As he looked into their faces, the words of warning and comfort were stayed upon his lips. Desire of Ages, page 643. Next slide, please. Continuing. Moment. Past.
In
silence.
Jesus
appeared to be waiting.
The
disciples were ill at ease. The sympathy.
The
sympathy and
tenderness
awakened by
Christ's
grief seemed to have passed away. Chris, you want to read? You want to read?
Yeah.
Okay. His sorrowful good words pointing to his own suffering had made little impression. Good. The
glances they
cast up on each other
are
good. Told of jealousy and contention. Contention. Desire of Ages, page 643.
Page 643.
Paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, we will consider 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 from the King James Version. For sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And with that said, dear ones, what have we learned in ways we have grown? We have the sixth question that has been reserved from our first part of our study. And there are six for those that are listening over any devices and they are not able to see the screen. The first one is, who is the main character or characters? Number two is, what is the main idea for this section of our story? Number three, where did the story take place? Number four, when did the story begin? Number five, how could you relate to the story? Number six, what did you learn from this lesson? And if you are not able to type it, you can use the mic and you can put the number that you are willing to be able to share the answers to. So dear ones, may you open your mic.
The main characters for number one, the disciples, Jesus.
The answer to question number two was the main idea for the sixth year of our story is the Last Supper or even the preface of the Last Supper.
For this section, where did the story take place? And I would say in the upper room in Jerusalem. I'm not sure if anyone else want to add to that.
The answer to question four, or when did the story begin? I think on the evening of the Passover.
How could you relate to the story? We could relate to the story by being a helper to everyone that we come across in the name of Jesus. And not being too proud to do the least of any jobs, as long as we're doing it to the glory and to the honor of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Another way that I relate to this story is based on when the Lord was trying to speak to the disciples, but he realized that they were not ready to receive the things that he was wanting to tell them. Sometimes in our walk, we experience similar things. We have a truth that we want like to share with our friends, but at the time, they're definitely not prepared or ready to hear. So we have to sort of put it off and pray for the Lord to open a better time and open their ears and give them even sometimes a spirit so that they can accept what you're trying to say to them. So I relate in that way.
I actually have a personal, I don't know. I'm actually going through that right now with someone. The Lord showed me a dream concerning an individual, and I found out that the dream was correct. And I want to speak with this person in regards to what's going on because the Lord has showed me, and I believe that the Lord showed me for a reason, but I just don't know how to go about saying what needs to be said without coming off offensive or judgmental. So, I know we all grew up in the same church and the same background and everything. So she knows who the Lord is, but she's struggling with something that is going to actually take her life and leave her children without a mother. So I'm trying to figure out a way to be able to speak with her in regards to getting help, but I don't want to come off as an, I quote, holy thou art or judgmental or I don't know. I just, there are things that I need to say, but I just don't think that she's ready to hear it. So I'm just asking that the Lord will actually humble her heart so she knows that it's not me. Because I would have never known had the Lord not showed me anyways. So just keeping that one in prayer too.
Number six, dear ones, I would like to add, what did you learn from this lesson? We can be able to help the children that may not know what the foot washing is all about that we just passed last Saturday. Well, let's say last Sabbath, sorry. We can take this lesson that they can be able to be a little bit more acquainted of what it is. And also, they have the illustration of what was the behavior of the disciples while Christ were waiting for them to open their hearts, not only to him, but to one another. So this is a very good lesson to be able to share with them so they can have a little bit of a concept of what communion and foot washing is all about. I just wanted to add that. If anybody else would like to be able to add to that number 7, say you unmute your mic.
Yes, I can quickly add that as Christian in our walk, we should always maintain in our minds to be servants and not ever think ourselves above anyone really. But sometimes we need to constantly pray for that spirit of humbleness and meekness, and show that in no matter what the circumstance. Because our greatest example, which was our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, gave us the best example that the servant is not over his master, or the master over his servant. So that's something that we should try to incorporate in our walk as Christians.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Also, what I have observed is that when all the disciples were caught up in their own thought and what are the things then that they wanted to do, they was neglecting who needed at that very moment the sympathy. And not so much the sympathy that he was going to go through, but the supper was especially dedicated for him to have with them. They never knew that that was going to be the last time that they was going to have that type of communion. And what was ahead was going to be so difficult that he was even bringing this time to be able to give them the strength and the comfort that they needed. So like that, when these things will come to pass, they will have a remembrance that this was not the last, that this was just the very beginning of what was going to happen if they all became true. And they will also have that other opportunity when they will sit in heaven to be able to be in that supper table as well. So everything that happens, praise God, in the word of God, it is really for our great benefit. If we keep Jesus to be the center of our thoughts, that will help us to be able to handle whatever it is that we have. He had suffered everything, and he placed all upon himself, and he wants us to look upon him that we may learn how to carry it as well. That's what I have acquired, and also will incorporate, especially when communions come, to kind of help my brothers and sisters to know that don't forget what we are here for and what we are gathering for and who are we represented as an example to continue to follow. And it's a beautiful thing anyway, because if there's any time that you can be able to bind the heart of your brother or your sister by going at your feet to wash their feet, I really don't find it offensive at all. You know, being a medical missionary, I wash all kinds of feet, even when it's sick. So, but the whole thing about it is the binding of heart and heart together. And that's what I have acquired. And if there's anybody else that would like to share, may you unmute your mic.
I would like to just go back a few pages to where on the passage on the slide where it says that he was the paschal lamb and that on the day that it was eaten that he was going to be sacrificed. And just wanted to just clarify. I think it's the other, the true paschal. Okay, yes. So on the, he himself was the true paschal lamb. And on the day the Passover was eaten, he was to be sacrificed. So I just want to just bring it home and just make sure One second, please. I just wanted to just... I apologize. There's some disturbance in my background. I'll ask another time. Thank you, everyone.
We have still the section of the youth study, and even after our meeting, we can be able to continue discussing because it's a very important topic. Okay, it's not only for the disciples in that time, but also for us. The amazing thing that the Lord was right in the midst of them, and they was missing the whole principle of it. Imagine when we don't see it, we really have to do this by faith. Well, dear ones, I have found a beautiful poem as well. And this poem is entitled A Happy Home. It was taken from Family Bible Lesson Year 3, Quarter 4, Lesson 8, page 181, from the Children Activity Book from the Sunlight Education Ministry, Homeschooling from the Bible. Any one of the dear remnant would like to take the first paragraph. May you unmute your mic.
I have a home, a happy home, of friends who love me there. With daily bread, I am still fed, still have warm clothes to wear. I've health and strength in every limb. How grateful should I be? How shall I show new love to him who shows such love to me?
While some are blind or deaf or lame, I hear the sweet birds sing, can bound along with joyful song, can watch the flowers spring. No wasting pain, my eyes are dim, from want and sickness free. How shall I show my love to him who shows love to me. Amen.
And blessings greater still than these a gracious God has given. The precious word of Christ our Lord to guide my feet to heaven. Among the shining cherubim I trust my home shall be. How shall I show my love to him who shows such love to me? Amen.
My God, I am a feeble child. Oh, teach me to obey with humble fear to serve thee here, to watch and praise and pray. My love is weak, my faith is dim, but grace I ask from thee, that I may prove my love for him who lived and died for me. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If you have any testimony, any story that you would like to share, let me see the time. Oh, we went over. You can still share your testimony after our meeting or during the youth study. So next week, dear ones, we have come to the closing of our review section. We will continue with our part two of our lesson entitled A Serving of Servants in our storybook, Desire of Ages. If anyone, the little ones, mommies or daddies, would like to close with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, Lord, we thank you so much for this part of the activities. And we, Father, we ask you, Father Jesus, that we, as we move on to the next section, that we continue to be blessed as we have been blessed at so far. Thank you for all the participation of the children and all the parents. And may you continue to bless us throughout this day, I pray. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you so much, dear sister. Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our part two review. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, that will be on July 10th, 2021, we will continue with our lesson 334 from a new chapter entitled A Servant or Servant Part 2 or Chapter 70. I hope and pray everyone will bless, dear ones. May you all have a blessed rest of this Sabbath day.